רב דר ווך אף מלאכת בוימה. זו המלאכה מלאכת בוימה עם שבת. הוא עושה דוח, כמעט ידר אינה הזניח של ידר שבת על מלאכת בוימה. הוא עושה, זה לא ללעד פרוטים, הוא עושה פרסט לסי די יסיידס, Maisa is seven kinds of Hilchis Boina. Seven salts of Melechis Boina. So that seven kinds, and the first Chalik of Melechis Boina is Tikkun HaKarka. Tikkun HaKarka means, and the Moshe, if you're going in the street, there's a piece of mud sticking out, and you kick it to make the floor straight, עושה המלאכה די רייסה פה מלאכת בוינה. The same thing, you're not allowed to sweep a floor in Shabbos. No, so the הלאכה that you're not allowed to sweep a floor in Shabbos, in שכנוך שתי, that it's only in a place that is no בלאטה. The place that you have tile is נשתוק in איסו. אבל מכל מקום, זוג למשנה ברורה, even in a city, that the ganze Stadt has tiles, is a mokim to a shtikl gzeire, or to a place that doesn't have tiles. Mere the paskin the Mishnah Brura, that if you want to sweep your house on Shabbos, it's only lekatchile. But the evidence you're allowed to, but lekatchile, as they is meduik is stirs in Sharatiyun, or as Erev Shana Zaman learns, only if you swept Erev Shabbos. If you didn't sweep Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to sweep Shabbos. As a chkire, if someone swept the Isur Ler Shabbos, if now he's allowed to sweep the second time. If it's a din Erev Shabbos, it's a din the second time. This is like how much you come and claw. So it's an Isur to sweep the first time in Shabbos, but if the first time is swept already in Shabbos, the Isur is the first time, or the Chazal made a gzeire, lekatchile, or if a person was doing Erev Shabbos already, so he has a heker, so demos Chazal nish gemacht a gzeire. Demos Chazal nish gemacht a gzeire. Although the same thing is a halacha, this is a din in Shulchan Aruch, it's a gemara in Pesachim. Chotzer sheniskalkelo b'mayim, it's raining, and in Yechotzer it became all muddy, and you can't come into Yechotzer. So you take sand, and you pour on the floor, till the water goes, now it becomes normal. So the gemara says, Yechayev mitzad, Metakin HaKarka. So again, so in the Gemara we have three cases of Metakin HaKarka. Someone goes on the floor and sees a bump, and he kicks it, and he wants to straighten up the bump. He's chayev because he's fixing the Karka. The second boine is sweeping the floor. We said, Bizman HaZeh, it's only the Katchile. And the third boine is if someone has a puddle of water, this is very Nagea, a lot of times in the rain, and he wants to pour sand to make it better, you're allowed to. You're not allowed to. It's boina. So here the Moshel Gadeh, I just say two chidushim from Shlomo Zalman. One chidush of Shlomo Zalman was clearing, if you have a gum, chewing gum, stuck on the floor in Shabbos, and you want to peel off the chewing gum. So the machmirim say you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. So often the Gemara, if you have a bump in the floor, and you want to straighten the floor, it's a melacha d'oraisa. Maybe if a piece of chewing gum got stuck on the floor, and you have to peel it off, the machmirim zogim, das is mamash melocha deri reise. Zogim shlom azal menei. And when you're going in the floor and you have a bump, and you push off the bump, you're fixing the karka. As a karka, as a bump, you're making it straight. A piece of chewing gum on the floor, it's a floor with a piece of chewing gum. And I'm fixing the floor, it's a given a floor. A karka with a bump, so it's a felt in the shem karka. So when I'm straightening the bump, the marshal, what will be your Isur D'oraisa if you're Shlomo Zalman? Amol, you have one tile sticks out a little bit. You step on it strong to be straighter. Like you're putting your stand there, and one tile is a bit in the Shvach Adiris, you could find it, Amol. One tile, so you give it a back kick. That's a melacha d'oraisa attack. That's a melacha d'oraisa attack. If you do this in Shabbos. But if you're not sticking it strong on the floor, just you have a chewing gum, not the Ein Zach. So here, Shlomo Zalman for sure is right. There's another machlekes that Bnei Brak hold of Shemazam is Mamash Mechal Shabbos of them. It's snowing. So, not snowing. Even you have in your house a little bit of water inside the deer. And it's getting very muddy. So you take a little bit of sand, and you could put over the water. Other Moshe, it's snowing, and you want to come into the deer, to your house, and in the passage is snow. So you take a little bit of sand, and you put on the snow, because you want to walk there. You're allowed to do it in Shabbos. We learned before that if you have a sudden full of water, you're not allowed to put up sand. That's before Shalom. If you have chotzer meleo mayim, you're not allowed to cover it with sand because you chayim mitzad boyim. And Zagim Shalom, if it's snowing, other, if you have a little bit wet in your room, you're allowed to put sand that will not disturb you. What is the difference? Zagim Shalom is there. Not everyone is masking. It's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch that if someone spits, someone vomited in Shabbos in the house, it's very not gishmak. It's a vomit. So you cover it with sand. Is the halacha a chotzer that is full with water, you're not allowed to cover with sand. So Shlom Zalman Zok does it. When someone goes to a chotzer, it's full with water, and you put sand on, so what is the pshat? Now the chotzer is one big mush, you can't walk there, you cover it with sand, now the chotzer becomes a nice chotzer. That's the melacha de reise of boine. But when you have a new deer, someone vomited, and you can't find nothing to cover it, so you take a bit of sand and you pour over. Mukta, which can have an You're not pshat now, you're making your floor higher. You're not planning all the week to leave this little bump of sand here. It's snowing in your passage. Normally you have nice tiles, you can get to the tiles, it's full with ice. So you're putting salt. You're not fixing, nice mushroom, the roof is snow, so you're putting salt. You want the snow to melt, the ice to go away, the salt to disappear, and farting. You're not planning. The issue with Shein and Shulchan Aruch is that if you have a wet floor, and you want to make it a better floor, how you make it better? You put sand, and now Ki'ilu, you're making a new layer. Dust is also. If it's snowing, you're allowed to pour salt. If someone vomits, you're allowed to cover it with sand. But the Machmirim say, if someone vomits, you're not allowed to cover it with sand. If it's snow, you're not allowed to put salt in Shabbos. We're speaking first the klalim. Not when we come to the prot. Now, there's another issue. So this is fixing karka. We'll get the second more to Mesader. The second kind of boina we have in the Torah is binyan bekarka. You go to the karka and you dig a hole. You dig a hole in the karka. You boina bekarka. Because you want to hide money, you want to hide something, so you make a little hole. So normal people, not so much to get, but people to go to parks, they play with sand a little bit, they make a hole. This is boina. It's melacha de reisa. You have to have rushim yisurei de lelukim. This is the second boina. The third boina, this is the normal boina, if you build a building in Shabbos, we'll call it. So the first boina was tikkun karka. The second boina is binyan be karka, making a hole in the karka. The third boina is boine al gabi karka. You're building a house. The reise. You're taking out a window and putting back a window. The reise. Taking off a door and putting out a door. The reise. You're building in a karka. The fourth boine, and this Mitzvah Hashem we're studying soon very much. This is the Iker, the Chidushim I want to speak in today is. So we have tikkun karka, binyan b'teich karka, binyan al gabi karka. Now we have tikkun binyan. Tikkun binyan. Tikkun binyan is a din shel chanoruch. The marshal, the ceiling is starting to fall down. So you can put a chair that was a standard that if the ceiling will fall down, it will stop in the standard. But you're not allowed to push the ceiling a bit back. We explain soon how much of kaminis. Ma'aseh every Shabbos comes out in this halacha. Another tikkun karka, binyan bekarka, with more claw. The marshal in the toilet had got stuck. So you want to push something inside to fix the toilet in Shabbos. You're allowed to or you're not allowed to? The marshal, the sink got stuck. You want to push something into the sink to open the sink? You're allowed to or you're not allowed to? This is sort of a chalekis of Mubad Yosef, of Shlomo Zalman. Well, I'm just saying that's dodim. So these are the four boine: tikkun karka, binyan bakarka, algabe karka, and then fixing little things into the house. These are the four boine deraisa lekule alma. The fifth boine is binyan bekelim. Binyan bekelim. So this is different klolim. This time we're not going to binyan bekelim, but binyan bekelim is the reason it's also to play Lego on Shabbos. Binyan bekelim, you boine. We'll see. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. The ma'ase in Lego, the kula alma, yes binyan. And even if Shlomo Zalman was mati, and some people were saying mechanim, he was chayzer, and since 6 years old, he holds also to play Lego on Shabbos. Duplo, Lego, all is achem, is also to do on Shabbos. Yeah, but binyan bekelim, we're not going into this thing. The sixth binyan is binyan ba'oichli. You're not allowed to build with food. What is binyan ba'oichli? We see it's different klolim, what is binyan ba'oichli. But what we know for sure is also, is what the Gemara says, to make cheese in Shabbos is also, because you're taking the milk, and you're building cheese out of the milk. Megaben. And the second thing is, Dr. Shlomo Zalman, to use a scooper in Shabbos. It's also binyan bekelim. You want to build a circle. Dr. Shlomo Zalman, you're not allowed to use a scooper in Shabbos. Some people are making maybe, but I think it's chayodom of Shlomo Zalman, then it's also. It's binyan bekelim. Maybe it's the rabbonim, maybe it's not the raisim. So now everyone knows, say that. I'm asking a lot of rabbonim for asking nishtah there. No, for ice cream, for ice cream, for ice cream. Yeah, for soup is not binyan. What? To make a shape, if you planning to make a shape, also a scoop. If you're not planning to make a shape, it's moot. What? No, a spoon, not a scoop. No. Rav Zalman says even when you're making yontif fish roll, fish bowl, you're not planning to make a shape. We'll know the clothing with boine, and then we'll go do the clothing. The seventh boine is binyan. Now, Moshe, binyan ba'oichlim. This is the reason you're not allowed to make snowballs on Shabbos. For the same reason, it's boine. Chutz from muktzah maybe, but the kula alma, the Mekor Chaim, the Nesiva says that it's isur boine because you're taking little pieces and you're making a snowball on Shabbos. So isur boine. But this is the same besmerush of binyan ba'oichlim, and we have to ask what is the isur of binyan ba'oichlim. Okay, this, sure, no, we'll have to explain. Shlomo Zalman asks us, what is the difference of a fish bowl and a fish snow? For sure. Well. Now, the seventh boine is binyan be'odom. Binyan be'odom is, if someone has to fix his teeth, it's binyan be'odom. Or the normal binyan be'odom is, if someone wants to make his payas, you're not allowed to make a payas in Shabbos, to make them, Mechleitish Beruchman does genoi, someone wants to make, a lady wants to make balls in her hair, it's also in Shabbos, because it's boimah. The Zach, some people, the Tom Shapur in a weekday, or they put as a chazachin to make the hair strong, these zachin also in Shabbos, chutz from the silvash could be, but chutz from that, they have an isur of boimah be Shabbos, if they want the hair to stand, so it could be an isur de reise, not an isur de rabbonon. We learn out from a pasuk, even Hashem Elohim, it's a isha. The Gemara says, what is Vayivin Hashem Elohim is a isha? That he made her here for Adam Arishon. He fixed Chavos here, as it's like the Gemara. So the Mele is the issue to fix her here. So this is the Be'etzem, the seventh Alochas of Boine. But we're going to start the first Boine. We see it's Mamish, and Yedr Zach, Yedr Kleine Zach in Shabbos, how much be Boine we could be Nechshu. So I want to be magnet. In binyan b'mechubal, that this is the worst of binyan, the cheftz of meleches boine doesn't have to be with nails. This is the aside of the isur. Doesn't have to be with nails. The Gemara says, the Moshe, if you have a big wall, and you put another stone on top of the choymo, hamaniach even al choymo chayav mitzad boyne. Boyne doesn't have to be dafka with screws. In binyan bekark, another binyan bekeli. Then, if you add to the wall, the mosh, the normal case is someone has a little balat in the soil. They have like a little balatas around the wall also. Chutzim the floor, and the dearest, you see like a little line, a little balatas, like in the bottom of the floor. So, now, well, sometimes they're a little bit loose and they fall down. So you just pick it up. To pick it up in Shabbos, it's a melacha d'oraisa. Why is a melacha d'oraisa? Because you want it now to the mushroom. Take another mushroom. A piece of stone will fall out. And I will put it back. No cement. I'm just leaving it. It fell out. If I put it back, it stays. Thus is b'ina d'oraisa. Every zach that I'm leaving into the wall is b'ina d'oraisa. What? About. This is really a coolest. About. But the cheft is a b'ina d'oraisa. So ask me a shayla, so why would I put a safer inside the closet if it's not b'ina d'oraisa? Or someone puts the motion, he has a vase, puts it on top of a closet. On top of a vase. B'ina? The Teretz is, here the chilek. Because this is the essay to all the machlekes. A closet, to Magdim, a closet, like these closets of the Sforim, all these shelves, have a din of karka. Yet a zach that is bigger from Arboi himself has a din of karka. So all the big closets, fridges, have a din of karka. So why would I put a vase? The guy be b'ina. On top of a closet, you will not say I'm b'ina. Because the answer is, I'm not making the vase a part of the closet. It's a vase of a flower that is standing on top of the closet. Here, if I put this shayish in back, I want the shayish to be a part of the wall. So I had a wall, and I put a shayish inside, so I'm b'ina. So, b'she'enken, when I put a flower on top of the closet, I'm not making it to be a part of the closet. It's a closet, it's a nice flower on top. This is double portion. Now the shayla from here, how to be mechalek different chilukim. But this is the yesoy. This is the klora yesoy. Likule al. This is the yesoy, likule al with this yesoy the zelech. So first, yikum elim shlem ezal min oyabach, and gizok. This is a chilish portion. You have a lot of times, I don't know how you say them in English, you know, some people want to hook like towels. So if you have, you could screw it in. You buy a little piece and you screw it in. Or they have something like a little sticker. But they have these nice ones that it vacuums. If you put it on a fridge in Shabbos, you chayev skile. If you take it off or put it on in Shabbos, you chayev skile. Magnet, of Shlomo Zalman says, it doesn't become a part. It's laying on it. It's not mamish a part of it. The magnet is on the fridge. It's not a part of the fridge. What? Yeah? This is mutter and this is chayim. So Zalman yelled years. He sees people doing it. See, mamish mechalaleo mois yumas. Mechalal, what? No, he's speaking of the magnet of odd letters. He asked Louis Tzu, you have a hook. That is with a magnet. Right, magnet is not going to hold you allowed to put on the fridge in Shabbos. No, as Kaisav you're not allowed to. We're not talking about Kaisav. Kaisav is a different melacha. The aside of Boine is, I'm connecting it to the fridge. If them stay forever for sure, even other sure, but even the ones that fall off, if the pshat is, as I heard, what Paisik said, some of them every couple of hours they fall off, when it's shvach already, these are actually yesh lehokil. But the normal ones are deraisa. I know people, I also didn't know them all, but that's the melacha deraisa. There's never to talk. Let me get invited. Now, the Zalman Machlekes is, To take pictures off the wall on Shabbos. Now, is the Mishneh Brura, that the Mishneh Brura says, as I state the Mishneh Brura, that you're allowed to put viloinos ametsuyorim ala koitzel b'Shabbos. So Gikum and the Chazanishin says, he doesn't know viloinos ametsuyorim, he doesn't know on what the Mishneh Brura read, like the Chazanish, of the art pictures that are on the wall in Shabbos, if you take down a picture, or you put up a picture on the wall in Shabbos, we're not speaking of pictures that are screwed in. Das ist Bashas Deraisa. If you have a lot of time, a little hook, and you have a picture. Zog de Chazanish, if you take it off in Shabbos, it's Meleches Soyser, and if you put it on, it's Meleches Boimer. The Zog de Zach, if you have a watch, a clock, and you take it off, or you put it on in Shabbos, it's a Meleche Deraisa from Boimer Soyser. Also Zog de Chazanish. Rav Shlomo Zalman was a shtickel maker. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, the picture doesn't become a part of the wall. The picture is like a vase. Why isn't it screwed into the wall? You don't want it to become a part of the wall. You want it to be there, that when you want, you can change it. Chazanish says, Chazanishim karelit gizok, that sashayle from deiraisa from chiyuv chatos. To take off a picture in Shabbos, or to put on a picture in Shabbos. Now, the Shmir Shabbos kilchos or tainus to me, stark, that even if you're Shlomo Zalman, you're only allowed to take off pictures. But the Moshe, if it's a sign, Mashi v'ruach, u'meir in ha-geshem, if you take it off, even if you're Shlomo Zalman, you chayev misa. Why? Mamish deraisa, not, we'll get to the Rabbonot, I'm not gishnach, we speak on deraisa. Because you want this sign of Mashi v'ruach, u'meir in ha-geshem, to be here for the whole half a year. He says, if it's a Yalevi Yovei sign, it's only for one day. Or the Parshas of Shavua sign, you could change. It's not Kavua here. Or the Mashiva Ruach, you want it for half a year. Better you would screw it in for half a year. There's no screw, the place in the shul, Nisha Zeba Kvans, you don't screw it. He sees it different from the picture. The picture, the pshat is a picture on the wall. Here, forget, the Chazan wants to be written down, Mashiva Ruach, Ma'ir HaGeshem for the Chazan. Louis Tzvi and Moshe, we have to say Masha Baruch, the guy to you, they will fix it on the wall forever. Picture not. Picture you don't want to be on the wall. When you move, you want people to change a picture, a Hashanah picture. Picture down the last doctor. You say it doesn't sound good, I'm asking. It's like the picture not also. We're not going, it's another silent picture. Some people hold picture is Mukhtar, she saw a kid. Even, but Mered Omni, Mered Odei Reises. Mered of the Reises. Mered of the Reises. We come to the Mukhtar Chesaron Kis. If you miyachir, it's a mokim, could be to be a problem. Yes, the same. But I say to Rav Shlomo, this is vain again. I don't know. If Rav Shlomo Zalman says the picture is mutter, I think Mashiach Baruch Meir, and I guess it's Kal V'Chaymer that it's mutter. But it doesn't make sense so much. But I say, the Chazanish asked it. And we say, Mechel Rav Meir, and Rav Shlomo Zalman told him that it's mutter. And he himself says, Mashiach Baruch is Deiraisa. Chashash Deiraisa. The same thing, this is Negev very much. A lot of times, in the shower, you have these curtains. Now sometimes the top of the curtain has like little hooks. And some of them fall out of the hooks. And you want to close the hooks, put it back in the hook. This is Echad Nochamal, it's also, it's Baina. Because the curtain stays there for a good time. This curtain is a part of the shower. You want it to be the wall of the shower. So if you close these hooks, you consider it Baina.
I wouldn't convey it because I
want the
club to get
dirty. What?
I wouldn't give it?
You convey it. That's what's
not.
Yeah, but you don't want it to be there. You just don't want it to disturb. You're not to convey that this is this place. You don't want it to be a part of this place. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman was making, here's the big machlekes, Bnei Brak and Yerushalayim. They have a lot of places, these big towels that you wipe your hands. So you have a hook, and you have a towel that runs around it. And when the towel gets wet, you change the towel. So you have two kinds. You have one kind that have a stick. Just move the stick. That is avada muta. Avada muta. Chutz from Chaim Greinemann, everyone holds this muta. Now, but a lot of them have like little metal things that close them. So in Bnei Brak they hold, if you open this in Shabbos, it's mamish boyne v'soisa. It's melacha deraisa. Shlomo Zalman says, no, this is like a door. Just opens and closes. Open and closes. That's a gonish. It's made to open and close the ganze Zeit. Was in Kultena, as Azachem, she was down went over, checked it a couple of times, said, Mutter zu machen das in Shabbos. Binyan Bekelim is a Bazundur Shail. Now, the Zelbe Zach, this is Poshet, as they state in Mishnebuah, that if someone puts a sign up on the wall in Shabbos, so chutz, that when if you peel off the sign in Shabbos, you chayv mitzad soisa. And if you stick up a sign in Shabbos, you chayv mitzad boimah. Because you're adding to the building. You mezakel it to the wall. Well, the big shayim in Yerushalayim Amol was signs against someone hanging up mamash a minute before Shabbos. So they went to ask the shayim, if I was covered a bris, you're allowed to take it off? It's soisa. The rabbi didn't find only with a goy, with a shinu yefshir. There are some people who mitzvah that anyway these signs are only to be taken off and misnag them anyway, so it's not binyan shel keva. Of a normal signs, but a lot of times you come in Shabbos, you see a little sign, you know, it's a little bit off, you just give it another stick. You think, what is the Isur exactly? Well, see, maybe it's Isur Teufel. Of a chutzum Isur Teufel, it's a Isur Bein. What? Picture, we say, I'm not sticking it to the wall. Here I'm mamish sticking it to the wall. What? But it's stick to the wall. It's mamish binyan. Yeah, but it's stick to the wall. It's mamish binyan. The picture is the smaller wall that it's hanging on the wall. But when you stick it completely mamish on the wall, you mechaber it to the wall, this is mamish binyan. Now, is the Gemara... This is one of the choshev zachen. The gemara, zokta zeh. What's that made me fakir? Now, shayla that is very motzi in Eretz Yisrael, bazunder, that, you know, you wash your dishes, and something gets stuck inside the hole in the kitchen, and the water doesn't go down. So you want to take a little fork to move it a little bit. I'm not speaking that. And you open it a little bit, and the water will go down. Or if something gets stuck in the toilet, you take a pump, and you fix it. So, Ravada Yosef, bring a Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos. Tzimur she'olu boi kaskasim. They had a place where the rain went down, goes down with a drainer. Tzimur she'olu boi kaskasim. Was a tzimur. Olu boi kaskasim. Got full with pieces. If you open the pieces away in Shabbos, Chayef chatos. It's boina. You're fixing the drainer. You have a drainer that the rain can go down with, and you're taking out the pieces from the drainer. Chayef chatos. Meir zokter. Chmamish the zelda zach. You have a sink stuck. You fix what is stuck. The tzinor she'olu bekaskasim, and you chayef. The toilet is tzinor she'olu bekaskasim. You chayef. Zelda zach is. Some people have it as a Rav Bariach, it's a nice soul. Now the way it works is that all over this goes, from one of the places it goes to the floor. Now what happens is sometimes you have a piece of dirt in that little hole. Happened a person in Arnof, his kids were playing with little circles, marble little circles, and one of them fell into the hole. Now he can't lock the door by night, because as they get those open, if one doesn't go, no one goes. That's our choik. Now, so he doesn't know what to do. He wants to take it out. I gave to the Ravada Yosef. Zok to the Ravada Yosef. Tino shabori kaskasi, michayev chatos. Leave the door open the whole Shabbos. The same thing, a person had a porch in Shabbos, and, you know, it was raining outside. The porch was getting full of water. He doesn't have what is going on. He goes to the porch. He sees a little hole, the water goes down. There's a little piece of, from the drinks, the cock, stuck in the little hole, the drainer of the water. The water is not going down. The whole porch is getting full with the water. Come to the Ravada Yosef. Zok to him, yeah, Mr. Nefesh B'Shabbos. Don't open it. Tino Sha'ol B'Katkasi. So the Ravada Yosef asks this is the Chumre, Shem Zaman is naked. But here's the Chumre from the Ravada Yosef. As I'm over in Shem Zaman, when this Machlekes was very stark. And Erzok, steht Tino Sha'ol B'Katkasi is Dei Reise. Mele his Machmir, Isu Dei Reise. To open the little hole where the water goes down. Tino Sha'ol B'Katkasi. He says, if you have a piece of jula hazah inside the Rav Bariach, you're not allowed to take it out. If the sink is stuck, leave it stuck. If the toilet is stuck, leave it stuck. Mishnah Zalman says, Avada Simut. Avada Simut. Explain Mishnah Zalman the Shaila. Someone has a cup. You know, a soda cup. In the middle of the soda cup, he was eating cake by night. Forgot to wash the cup. He comes in the morning, you know, it's crumbled pieces of cake. He's allowed to take out the pieces of cake in the cup. Tina Shaila Bekaskafi. Is a Tina Shaila Bekaskafi. He has a dish full of chunt. You know, it got dried a bit. Now he wants to use the pot for something else in Shabbos to serve ice cream. So he takes a spoon, peels off the chunt, and he puts ice cream inside, right? Tina Shaila Bekaskafi. The pot is a Tina. It's dry chunt inside. Shaila Bekaskafi. Why is not, what? Kalim. So we'll find a case. But first, in Bilim and Ova, being the Kalim muscle. The answer because it's Kalim? What is the answer? Here's a Sheresh Nikim Achleikis. I'm sure Mazamzu Mavali, and he will hear Epshel back in the Sheresh Yisrael Achleikis. Mavali says, Tani, I get more. What's coming to the offer? I get more. See the Sheresh Nikim Achleikis. Chayev Chatas. I remember I was like, I'm sure Mazamzu Mavali, you come in Eine, from Zayet HaMelech HaChomim, and he came to ask him, I have a Tzvimus. I got in my sink, got stuck in Shabbos. I'm allowed to open my sink in Shabbos? So I came up to the Zaman, yeah, you're allowed to. So I said, yeah, oi, dachto say, gemore, tzino sholem bekaskasim. So I started to push it. So I said, yeah, no, no, yeah, I said, I said, no, for my gemore. Du verstehst nicht lernen, so I came up to the Zaman. Well, why not? What is the Zaman has said? When the Gemara says, if someone has a, you know, the water is going down in Shabbos, and you know, what is olu bekaskasim? You know, these green things that grow. With the years, that whole tino grew in grass and stuff. It became stuff. It's not anymore. It's full of stuff. It's stuff. It's got. So I'm not going to tino anymore. Now you're fixing it in Shabbos. Das is meleches baina. Das is meleches baina in Shabbos. Meleches baina in Shabbos is awesome. Meleches baina in Shabbos is awesome. About this is awesome. You have a cup, and there's a piece of dry cake inside the cup. It's not a cup anymore. It's a cake, it's a cup, with a piece of cake. It's a pot, with a piece of chunk. It's a sink, that something is blocking the sink. The sink didn't stop to be a sink. You can't call me boine, that I'm building a sink. The toilet is ice toilet because a big piece of toilet paper got stuck in the bottom. It's a toilet that a piece of something got stuck. It's not mevat of the shame keli. The Gemara is speaking about a zach that b'shazan it's dear, the shame is bottle. The shame is bottle, thus is mevat of the shame keli. Now, the ma'ase, and this is madreges. Rabbi Zriel Oyerbach zogt that Rabbi Shlom Zalman only said it in the sink, not in the toilet. A toilet is mamish like tzino sh'olu b'keskasi. For sure he didn't say it in the porch. If the house had got stuck, it's mamish tzino sh'olu b'keskasi. Rav Meir told me, I told him Shlomo Zalman, I want to write 4 cases in Shmiras Shabbos. He told me, I'm allowed to write all the 4. I spoke to him, I told him I'm going to write the 4 different cases. He said, Shlomo Zalman told him, if back in the porch, like for a couple of years, no one was using the porch, and Mamish got stuffed with mud, Mamish, you can't find the hole, you know, Rav Zuchna, they wears the hole to take out the water, does take Efshan Nishkidai to Machan in Shabbos. Or the same thing, the Rav Bariach. If for a long time, different dirt, Mamish covered the hole, no one was using the door, no one was locking the door for a couple of years. Mamish has a famach with cement, Mamish has a cloth, then take it also. If you have a normal rabbi riach and something's fallen inside, so Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is mutter. Yeah. Bnei Brak, we're not mekabel it. Chilukim. Tzino sh'ole bekaskasim, mechuber, is the isur to fix. Mishpiltzach midei reises. The Ma'aseh Shlomo Zalman himself said, if you don't need, don't do it in Shabbos. So I would say the Ma'aseh to do it with Shinuy. B'Shas Hadchak only, Shalei B'Shas Hadchak Yishlochu Shadas HaMachmirim, Bnei Brak, and B'Tziruf, that Rav Zriel Oyerbach Zog, Rav Shlomo Zalman Gizog Tavdem, Nisht Tavdem, Er Zog, Rav Shlomo Zalman Gizog Tavdem, Nisht Tavdem, An Azaz Tortif Dirt, Nisht Av Azaz Tortif Dirt, Reishu D'Chilukim. And this is very nagel maisa. I'm not speaking about a case that you have a lot of times in the sink, you have a drainer, and on top of the drainer is a little bit of dirt. This is not really allowed to move. It's like we said, you're moving something from the balata, the gomish. What? Oh, this is where it comes to. You're allowed to take out the drainer. Shaila, why? Oh, yeah, this was said in a second. Shaila for Bayra, but chutz from Bayra. When you put it, why you make a, why you put a drain in there, that the psalmist will stay on top and the food... What? Okay, Shaila, what is the Ibu? Yeah, but you want the dirt to stay. Okay, we'll see. Okay, we'll see, we didn't answer it yet. Now, as another thing, this is time, well, Shlomazan brings the raya from Le'yachpo, Lamazan Takiv Da'ilam could bring the raya from Le'yachpo, Shlomazan brings a shayna raya from Le'yachpo. Sometimes they make a new kvish in Shabbos, a new street in Shabbos. I mean, before Shabbos. A sidewalk. Now, these sidewalks, you know, after they put the zefet on, normally they have these big trucks that go back and forth, till it becomes strong. Now, the maisa, every person that walks on it also makes it strong. So you have a new street that was done mamish before Shabbos, and they didn't finish, the car didn't finish to go back and forth on it. You're allowed to walk in it in Shabbos or not. Look at Shem Zayim, and the Raya from the Suga from Dapshe. The Gemara Zog, that you have to marchik the Koysel, as Dapshe the Hoche, Maili Lehosom. Look at Shem Zayim, and if Dapshe the Hoche is Maili Lehosom, how are you allowed to walk near a wall in Shabbos? You're fixing the wall, Dapshe. Look at Shem Zayim, and what? And Ir Chadosh, you're not allowed to walk near the Kesalim? And if you're the second Tehetz? In the time of the Gemara, you didn't walk near the Kesalim on Shabbos? You didn't walk, I think Shechonoch was written in the old days. Shechonoch was written on the Din of Dafshe. Shechonoch was the right. And Ir Chadosh, you're not allowed to walk near the walls on Shabbos. So if you're the Zalman, a Yesoid, this is yourself, a lot of different melachas. So the video cameras are different. I'm walking my way. If it fixes things, look where I'm walking, it's an Ishkin minor problem. I'm walking, the video machine goes up, the lights go on, I'm walking. And they say, but because look at we're speaking the Vayla Gabi Boin, as I could say, what? Loi Nichalei. Arad Echavrei, Arad Idei. Arad Idei Nichalei. And if he owns the house, how? But if it's Arad Idei, it's Nichalei. It's Nishkin Melocha, Bichlal. I'm walking. I'm not doing Dafshe. Gerade Vertzach Dafshe, I'm not Mechuyah. I'm walking.
Did the same happen to walk on a wet carpet?
What? No. What? Similar. It's not because here the melacha is straight away. Here the melacha is not straight away.
Together in this tavern, I mean,
the nikah, the chicken you do. Not mamish nikah. So the zephyr is not mamish nikah. But Shazam says to walk on a new street, this is mamish the suya from Dapsha. This is mamish Dapsha. But those are not the last melachas. We'll go a bit more closer. Now, is the halacha poshut? Everyone paskins. You're not allowed to take off a window in Shabbos. You're not allowed to put back a window in Shabbos. You're not allowed to take off a door in Shabbos. You're not allowed to put back the door in Shabbos. That's the mamish melachas. The same thing. To take out drawers from a closet in Shabbos. To take out a drawer from a closet in Shabbos. So in Bnei Brak, they hold it's a melacha d'oraisa. To take out a drawer, to put back a drawer in Shabbos, it's a melacha d'oraisa. If the closet is lemalo me'arba'im se'el. So if you put back the drawer, it's a problem with oil. But we're going to look at it, it's not a problem with oil. You're not allowed to put back the drawer in Shabbos. If Shulman Zalman holds, you're allowed to. It's a closet, it's a drawer. I'm fixing it. I'm just putting the drawer inside. I'm not adding to the building. I'm fixing the closet. It's a closet with a drawer. So Rav Shlomo Zalman has two kinds of drawers. Some drawers that when you pull them out, they go out straight away. These types of Rav Shlomo Zalman you're allowed to. Today they have a lot of drawers. You can't pull it out. You have like two little pieces. Those Rav Shlomo Zalman type it's also to take out in Shabbos. So nochmal, a Bnei Brak hold every drawer you're not allowed to take out in Shabbos. You're not allowed to put back in Shabbos. If it's a closet shelamala marboim zel, you mechaber a piece of drawer to the building. Right. Yeah, but the drawer is like Shem Zalman, it's not a part of the closet. The closet is the closet and the drawer. Now, even if you're Shem Zalman, that a drawer may be a bimutter, this is very humble. The shelves in these closets, you're not, even if they're not screwed, if they fall out, you're not allowed to put them back in Shabbos. If it's made, you know, some closets that every day you change the chmeis like the oyster. Every day you change the size of the closets, it's anders. But all of these closets, it's foreign. The shelves, the pieces of wood, it's an isur d'oraisa pashtus to put it back in Shabbos. Even if you have Shabbos Zalman, it's awesome. Because here it's mamash, just one of the heads, but I want to have the longest of it. And the closet, we say, the heft of the closet is drawers. So Rav Shlomo, drawers, closet. Here, the whole heft is, this is the heft of the closet. It's not a closet with drawers. It's pieces of wood with sticks. Thus makes the closet. Man, if these shelves go out and you put in the shelves, you buy it. No, shot is, it's a closet that has drawers. What? You're right, but fault is a mucking to the closet. The drawers are in the closet. Here, this is the closet, the shelves. Now, the machmirim taina, that while we say that it's an issur, even the marshal, that we say that the ceiling is starting to fall down, you're not allowed to fix it a little bit up. So sometimes you go like near this closet, and they're sticking out, the shelf a little bit sticks out in Shabbos. So in Sefer Binyan Shabbos, it brings down that if you push it a little bit back in, you chayav al d'bayna. This is very much. Other developers, a lot of times the handles and the doors start to stick out, and you push them a little bit back together, you chayav mitzad bayna. This is a vada also. If the handle falls out in Shabbos, you're not allowed to put back the handle in the door. Thus is bayna the reiser. But even, what? About, we got this. Well, so what I say, it's like a door that the handle fell out on Shabbos, it's very nice to put it back. We say, some achmirim say, even if it didn't fall down, sometimes the door is a bit loose, and you're scared to fall down, you give it as a clap. It's also burning it. Now, if the handle is already broken for 7 days or 30 days, that every time it falls down, so then you're allowed to. It's like a key, it's not a handle. Now, how are you allowed to put a key inside the door? It's a key. So if for 30 days it falls down and in, then you're allowed to. The Zeldazach is Megiah very much. You have a mush of a sink. And the handle of the sink falls down in Shabbos. You're not allowed to put it back in Shabbos. If the water is running, take a plier and close it. Plier is pushing after the Yisur, it's a goofy, McCoy, and his mutter. But to take the piece of metal, even just to use it from closing, you burn it. Because this is the place that the handle has to be, you burn it. Again, if your handle of your sink is broken already for 30 days, and it's up and down the whole 30 days already, some people make it ready for 7 days, so then you're allowed to be mafshich using it. Because again, it's like a key. Because the key falls down. But if it happened in Shabbos, it happens in a lot of houses, up in Shabbos and the thing falls down, you're not allowed to put it back. If you put it back, it's very nice. The Zabbos now we have a tris. We have a blinders on the windows. So it gets stuck in Shabbos. So the halacha is like this. Normally you have two lines where the tris comes down. So if it got stuck, but it's in the lines yet. No, it didn't. Sometimes it runs, it goes high up there. So it's three kinds of ways. First time it gets stuck, but you could pull it down, but the vial is not inside the mesila. The two stripes, the two pieces that come down. Then you're allowed to give it a push. But if it ran up, it's hiding up there, so even if you can hold it with your hand and pull it down, you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. If you do it in Shabbos, you burn it deraisa. And thus, without me zogging, to open the box in Shabbos, the savari burn it deraisa. If it goes up, it's on the trail, but normally the trail doesn't go up. When it goes up, it opens the trail. This is the Matthias.
Just open the
box? To open the box is also awesome. Yeah, to look what happens inside. Maybe you hear, maybe it's a bird. You want to check if a bird came in. Last time the bird. It's also why? Because not very poshut. Why? Because the normal way of the nice place of the room is that the back, that little piece of wood is closing the back. Now, not if it screws, no one is asking. But you're asking, you know, some people have like little hooks. But it doesn't make a difference. The mice, it's aimed to be like that. It's worse than the picture. Because it's aimed to be closed only when you need to open it. The Zeldazach, people don't know. In the toilets in Eretz Yisrael, you could see the place of the water. There's a box. In America, it's in the back of the wall. So in Eretz Yisrael, you have this box where you flush. So there's a box full of water. To open that box in Shabbos is a melacha d'oraisa. Why? Some people want to use the water sometimes. No, I'm saying, why? Tell me why. Because these boxes, it's worse than pictures even. Because they have it doesn't come off very easily. It has like a little, it's a little bit clicked as that.
In America, some places back in heaven, it's from the wall, doesn't have
But it
has a big, it's a good stone. They have them stoned here in America. I know, nice stone, like China, huh? Right, but the same, but it's legs are, but these China things are standing, it's a system. It's not a box to open and close. If you need to fix it, you open it and close it. I'll tell you, I didn't want to go there, but I had, you know, this first year someone convinced me to come to Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Simchas Teir, and I come for Shnius in Zvil. I go out, and I see Bochri Mechalel Yontes. I call him a social lab, he's called Machna Mechalel Tuzaman. Bochri Mechalel Yontes, tell me, Avu. Look, I told him, look, in front of you. Well, they were doing it in Zvil, Simchas Teir. In Zvil, outside in the Chotzer, they have like a big stone that you can pick up. I don't know what they have under it. Like a big stone, like big two, three stones together. And if you pick them up, imagine you see electricity back under it. So they want to come back and try to see who... Shaggy! No, it doesn't make a difference. Melach shem tzichel leguf, Epshah. Epshah melach shem tzichel leguf. But I have a tzchus of that. So the tzuris, so that's the mic. The chazni says, if it's a heavy zak like these things in the floor, lekula al mitzvei reis. More than that. The moshav, you have a lot of houses. A lot of houses have inside, in the toilet, if it's open to open and close, you must.
In the weekend, they need it to be open and close.
What do you mean inside?
When you need Shabbos, whenever you use on Shabbos.
If a person uses it every day, you use that water. Every day. Hey, it's some people use the water.
What do you need
in
Shabbos?
You want to see why the water is not going down. You want to wet your hands. And at that time, it's
broke your government.
I see people doing the things with Shabbos. I've never done it. Measure this. The marshal, you have in El Tisroel, some people do sponge. So you have in the floor, you pick up as a hole, and the water goes down on Shabbos. So if every day or every week you do sponge and you pick up that hole, so it becomes like a normal place that you pour down the water. So because it's not so big, like the one in Zil, it's not so heavy, so you're allowed to open it. But if normally the mushroom, you don't do sponge, you only take a shmata and you just wipe the floor, and something spilled in Shabbos, and you don't have a way to get rid of the water. So you want to pick up that little thing, that water could come in, again it's us, this is Bein HaMaseisah on Shabbos. Because it's a part of the floor. No, this is a part of the wall. It's part of the floor. No, the tzino is not stuffed up. This was made to be that no one will fall inside the hole here. They made it kilo to floor. They made it kilo to floor. What? These holes. What? If it's not heavy yet, but if it's heavy now, most of America is a heavy one. The whole idea that here they're made for plastic, that they're easy, so they have to click it out because it's not going to fall. In America, they made that they could stand before the atzmo. They're made to be standing. Maybe it's a bit so lighter, but... The same thing is the Zelbe Isu, the Chazanish says some people have on a sink in Shabbos a little pipe from plastic. The Chazanish says if this pipe falls off in Shabbos, you're not allowed to put it back, and you're not allowed to take it off. Because again, you mevatel it, you have a sink, bears. Normally when the water comes out. Normally it's a piece of metal, it's a poshter one. So you want the water to come down nice, so you buy a little plastic for 3-4 shekel. And you stuck it on the piece of the sink. And like this, you could make it how you want. This thing to put on in Shabbos, like the Chazanish, korev le melocha day raisa. If you mevatel it to the sink, ma'isif al abinyan. So if you put on Pesach a clue that every second falls off, so you're not mevatel it. It's mevatel for 7 days, you're not allowed to. Yeah? 24 hours, the Lady Kevin. So you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. And if you have one that falls off and comes down, again you have a heter. Even so, Shlomo Zalman was makel You know, you have in America these gates. You don't want the little kids to climb up the steps. So you have little gates you put in front of the steps where people, you have two floors. You don't want the little kids to climb up on the steps. So you buy little gates, house gates. You don't want the kid to go into the room. Shabbos Zalman holds you allowed to put it on in Shabbos. Put it on. Connect it. Even tight. Because he says the whole heft of it is not a part of the house. That it's a gate inside, in between the rooms. The whole mahus of it, if it's screwed into the house. Okay, so to screw the one up, but the loose one to.
It's attached to the house.
But you're not, most of them you could take them from room to room and put them into the side. Screw to the wall, you're not allowed to screw. So you're allowed. That's for sure you're allowed. They're closing the door, they're locking the door. Because again, the idea is, I'm saying these things are very hard, but the idea is alamol. The assertion is, when a zachet becomes a part, swings for the babies to hang them up. Reb Nissim Karelitz told me that it's also, and I'm sure Zalman holds your halal. Because again, you don't want it to be hanging in the house forever. You want the house to be a house. Because when the kid wants to swing, you take a little hook, you hook it to the little thing that. What? This I'm saying, exactly. The assignment is kavua. You want him not to be a part of the thing. He don't want to be a part of the house. When you're going to a sink and putting a shmata in yontif, you want in yontif the sink to be with a shmata. Now this is the tzur of the house. Say, it's very hard. This means I'm saying all these protein, because to say one lundus here, every bacher will come and zayin a lundus. But the yisoid is any yisoid alamol. If it's a part, a closet, it's a part of the closet. A door, the handle is a part of the door. The toilet, this is the way of the shape. So the Zalman Moshe was mechadish that to take out a bulb in Shabbos, you're not allowed to. A light. Even if the light went off, you're not allowed to take him off. Why? Because it's a part of the building. Every time when the light burns, people take off the bulb. Zogim Shem Zalman, they hope the light will never burn. When I put a light inside here, I hope it will stay forever. Voskim and Tom, it burns out, I have to change it. So I'm putting it forever. This light is a part of the ceiling. It's a room with a light on top. It's guaranteed to burn out. So Voskim and Tom, I change it.
I don't have any doubts.
No, it's not. I have a doubt to be it forever. I'm the chabad. This is the story. This is the part. No, so a lot of times, again, you have a light like this, it's jumping. So you say, okay, so now you can't take it off. But when the light goes off, you want to take it off, and when the light goes on again, it will not disturb you. So
you should have done
it.
Wow, what a concept.
They like
to learn a question. You want it there for a half a year. You want it there for 2 months till it burns out.
Yeah, no, I'm explaining, because you don't want it to be kavua, because you want it when it burns, you can take it off.
Yeah,
like a picture.
No,
but I guess half a year you don't want it. Here, if it burns tomorrow, you want to take it off. You don't want it to be stuck there with cloud. The whole way, why they make the light like this, that every time there's a problem, people can take out the light.
You want it to be stuck there till it burns out.
But here's the whole time made, it's like a picture. Every second, if it's a burn, for every second I want, I can take it out. Now, even if these things are also, but it's pashut to Zakim Shlomo Zalman, with the same lundus. The moshel, you want to wash dishes, or you have to wash someone choile, so you go to the bath and you put it like it's a plug to close. So this is for sure you're allowed to do. I am boine. I'm not making it a part of the bath. It's a bath that has a plug. So this is not boiner. A plug and shop is the same thing you have the drainer. The drainer that people put in the sink, because the derech is that the whole time the drainer goes in and out, some people think that, but this is the small apshuto, the drain doesn't become a part of the sink. It's a shape of the sink, and they have a little drainer that is made to catch the dirt and take it in and out. So again, it doesn't become a part of the zach. What? Sponge hole is made that the hole, we want it to be a floor. Sometimes we could go, this is the difference. A sink is made with a hole. Sometimes they close the hole. So it stays a sink with a closed hole. This is not a floor with a hole, a closed hole. Now the room is normal, it's closed. It's a way that if people want to push water out, they could pick up the floor. And if I'm saying, it's dark as the kichi looking.
You want the water to stay in. You want to change the water, you take the water out.
What?
Well, I think the orange water is
okay, yeah, some people take showers, baths, this is minogic. It's not made to be closed. Now, some people are machmir not to put a carpet on the floor in Shabbos. A room carpet that goes from side to side. Because the ma'aseh, you leave it there forever, for a long time, so you mevatel it to the karka, so you ma'aseh al binyan. If it's like a little small mat, small carpet, so it doesn't become a part of the floor. It's a floor with a carpet. So you're not mevatel it. Forget, in the middle of the front room, we want to have a nice carpet. But if you put like a room from carpet, from side to side, this becomes the wall, so it's mamish during the wall. So the svaras, with all the chilukim, you can hear very much the svaras. For sure, nish yadar ain't a mask, no mashal. Shum zaman zog, in the bed. So there's two kinds of mats. Some people have like a big mat, like a square, and they don't want to slip. And some people like put little flowers around. Shum zaman, the big one, you're allowed to put down in Shabbos. Because it's not kavua, like after every shower, you take it off, you wash it. The little flowers are different things that people stick in the sides not to slip. Normally you leave it till it gets spoiled. So if you stick it down in Shabbos, you burn it. And the chilek is pashut.
How big is
a... It's very, the aside is the same aside.
Totally on you.
But you can't decide this because of Shabbos. Now the Zal Bizar, the Zal Machlekes is in the shelf of the fridge, the Zal Bishayle. Again, it's the same story. The Zalman Tain is that the shelf in the fridge, so like the bottom shelf of the vegetables, the Zalman says, Avada Likula Almed, you're allowed to take out in Shabbos. Even though people are Machmer, not to take shelves of closets out, but in the fridge, everyone is allowed to take the Zalman. Because in the fridge, everyone understands it's the Heft of the fridge, and it's a shelf of vegetables. You can't say this is the mahut of the fridge. The shelf that the food is on the fridge, so this you're not allowed to take off in Shabbos. Sometimes, you know, you have a big pot of soup, try to push it in the sink, it doesn't go. If you have anything, you take off one shelf, you put them one more higher, that's Rosh Hashanah, it's awesome. So it's for the bainah. Again, if every week you change the shelf,
every time you
change the shelf. Most other people, normally it stays the same thing. Everyone, the other lady is in the fridge. And I'm saying, this is a svara, and I'm trying to say an example that everyone could measure. The longest, I think, is very, very close. Again, it's a zah that is kimat no shulchan aruch on it, and the ma'aseh it's nega. It's hundreds more cases. Like, the marshal, if you know, you have an oven, and you have a little kid coming to play with the oven on Shabbos, so you want to take off the plugs to put on the fire. You never take them off before Shabbos. But what can be done? You have guests in Shabbos, a wild little kid. Every second he's going to the gas and putting up the gas in Shabbos. So even though it's muktzah, melach nachtel yisro, but you're allowed to take them off. But like Rosh Hashanah, the man is soiso. The oven is yesh b'ar boim sel. If you take off the pieces from the fire, it's a soiso. You're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. The thing that changed. I'm saying, it could be so much little melachas. Le'um azel, the Moshe Nechazunish says, if someone has a door, you know, some closets have moving doors. So if the moving door falls off in Shabbos, you're not allowed to put them back. This is b'ayin. But Zog Nechazunish, some of these moving doors, every second the door falls off. Zog Nechazunish, not about it, you're allowed to. Because it's not, it becomes already that it's not a kavua, it's just a zah that comes in and out. I'm saying, these gedorim are very hard to know the yisoid. But I think the yisoid, as we spoke about the first part, that is being the kelim, it's a different mitzvah next week. If we are being a kelim, that's the under mahalik. I just wanted to finish with ein vod. And my shver heard of it once, one of the gedolim, and Yizak Pshat, says in the parsha, somewhat nizach, no one understands Pshat, so I've done the Pshat, I can't show you. Esau comes to Yaakov, I gave him everything. Was ich kentan, Esau? Entschuldig. Ein Gewirr sandte, wir dogen, was Tierisch machte, ויאמר איסו ולובי הברוכו ארס לחורובי בורחי מגמוני ויאמר מטל השמיים שום לכו שום לאות ימי שווכו יצחק תורנו מחוב נשבות סוגי בן הברוכה I gave everything to you ואני אתו תאבי נור אין ברוכה מטל השמיים משווכו משם לאות ימי שווכו משמע לאות ימי שווכו מטל השמיים מאול ולך בכל תחיה איתו נגדות מהו ברוכה ועושה גישן זה לא נסיר איך כדי נש מרישיינים The pshat is as it. Esav came to Yaakov, to Yitzchok. Ich will a broche. Zog Yitzchok. Yaakov gekumen, gebet in a broche. I gave him the broche. Bring us a vroom. Hear the mamshich of the shalshalas. Zog your tata, I want a broche. You know, I want epes. Give me chodsh, you know. Oy lo maaz, epes, give me something. I gave him everything. Ten gvir samtiv lochiv, dogen vetoris machtiv. He has the ganze world. He has everything. איך כן יש גבן דיר הברוכה? ויאמר איסו ול אובי הברוכה אך עשי לך אובי בורחי מגמוני אובי בוא זה טיינה של איסו פשט את זה אברום איסו גבן הברוכה צו ינקב to have everything for sure the ברוכה צו ינקב was to be ממשיך דה שלשלת to be הזה ואברום יצחוק and to sein ינקב אבל דה ברוכה נשנור נור גבן צו ינקב zu haben Teire. Zu haben Teire mit Gdule, mit alles Ding, was man darf haben. Darf haben im Enkemach in Teiro, alle Siyata Dishmaye, alle gute Parnosses, alle gute Gelten, alles wegen Neue Letizis, Weitle Mezuse, Behemes des Sefer Teire, Dogen Vetiro Ish Vermeisres, alles sich gegeben ihm. He doesn't need no help anymore, Esau. He has all the Elam Hazer, what he needs. What do you want, Elam Hazer? He doesn't need your Elam Hazer. He doesn't need nothing. He has everything when he needs for Torah. He got Torah. When you get Torah, you get all the brachas mitzvah. Vayomer Esav l'Ovi. Habrocha achasi lecha Ovi. It's only one brocha. No mitzvah. Get mergash mi esalein. Ein echen ami. He got Torah. He's the mamshich. He's getting everything duch Torah. But I want all mergash mi es. But it's only one brocha. ויאמר, מטל השמיים משבחו, ומטל אורץ ממעל, ושם נאורץ ימי שבחו. דוקטור הזה. אה, you want ice cream? זה קיי, גזום תראי, תק פקלח מפקלח, דיברת גורביש. I was sure you wanted, יצחק אברו, יעקב כקריגן דה תוירו, you said you will get the gash me as פתאיר. The תמחים דה רייסה. I told him he doesn't need it, he got תאיר without. You can't, you will be the zvul. He doesn't need zvul. He has everything. No, 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 I want Gishmak. Gishmak, nemo, 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 it's not Gormish. When Baal Yankov, you can take out. Can you give me that? You have to say, you will do it. That's what he said. Habroche, achasi lechovi. You mean, out for them. And you mean, Esav, build Epes. Elbe, sein, das Wulun. Epes. Yankov is the Tere. I will help him, because I have in Gashmias. I will support him. Habroche, achas. Get me a stamp. Stamp, nemo, 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 by whom he was. One penny is not worth the ganze sach. Gashmias on teire, that's not gomish. The ganze meile from Gashmias is to misayah to teire. Out and when you come back, normally the candles go off anyway. You know yourself, The mice you smooth your hair in, you're going back, you have a shver Rambam, you're going out to live the eel that falls with the shore. Till you come back, it'll be off. But with that shame, you want to be machmir tonight in your dear. So I'm saying, chiv gomul, luyitzir, light coming from outside, you don't have. You don't have. But it's an idiot to light. If you do this in the hallway, in the dira, you take a little one of and you trim it off before Shabbos, and you put it on the shame neighbor Shabbos. Without a bill. I know, so don't have in different sides of the world, the pastor, the imam, can make a broch on it. I'm scared. Och levatol lechob meyo. So leik him on the yorek. But the kolok of the yoytzen in the Shabbos, so I'm saying, with all of these kulis, a bochit that doesn't do this, I would say he's balavli. But you don't want to light in your dira. Say it. I'm not going to change all of the minogim. Excuse me, fire. And I'm saying, tak, it's not, you're right that every person himself will say, me myself will not be a fire. But I'm all, if everyone will start to light candles, the Matthias is that fire will catch. Sorry, I'm just remembering now, Maitse. I remember I was in Ponovich, and you know, Bochum lit in the room, everyone would light candles. And the kids, one of the whole beer went up in fire, it was a big fire. And Reb David Povarsky was coming in the middle of the night. It was like 12 o'clock, maybe 12 o'clock by night. And the whole, you know, whole floor, but the peak was not going up in fire. And he was walking. And the Bacher came over to him and asked him, the Rosh Hashiva, to call the fire engine or not. He said, why? It's not afraid. He said, yeah. He even didn't pick up his head to look at the fire. Why did he pick up his head? He was singular, you know, some. Well, again, with a shyness, he could laugh. Some of the Yeshiva is burning. People that are Baile Maile, we go on the street, Arba Amis, you know, we can't miss one little sign of one little person that's passing near us. I'm the Sikub Nachamot from Kalus, from Gornish. And then, you know, when someone is hearing an interesting story, you know, as I might, you know, people could move near him, he could not see who he's talking to, Michlav. He could change people. Amala Shantayro, Yegir. You know, when you bit kiss, everything changes. I'm going to say again to the Shabbos, but I'm saying in the dirs is a makim to be machmir to light with a brocha if you want. But again, it's b'tznai that when you come back to light the candle is on. If it's dark, tack in your room. So at least put a light. I'm saying before what we're saying, you know, put a fluorescent. So then only Shabbos you're not mechuyev meikar adin. But the best azach is if you're not lighting candles in your dira, I'm saying, I'm not saying it's a chiyuv because it could be a matter of sakone. You have to know the Mitzvah. Sometimes people don't know what is the matter of Sakonim. Yes. So at least to have every deer, to have these lights.